You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, going back to the triple dipper right now, and I'm skipping right over number two because we're going straight into number three. We call it periodically. We do this, right? We resource a show intensely. We find all the stories. You hear me rattling the paper. What possibly could we do today? Well, I keep finding stories that I know relate to where we are. Sometimes you got to cover down. It's so easy to get lost in, you know, Fox News and Newsmax or whatever they say about what's happening in D.C. or on the national stage. Well, how about this? There's a lot of stuff happening right here at home, and I swear, after 8 years in the Alabama State Senate, I can tell you that I firmly believe that a lot of what comes out of Montgomery has more of an impact on us than anything that comes out of D.C. So that being said, we pull it all together once in a while, and we do a section we call Home Fries. Sizzle it up. Thank you very much. Got a little Home Fries going. And so to kick it off, I'm going to go ahead and go to the phones right now. Our state auditor, Andrew Sorrell, formerly in the state house, serving in District 3 up in North Alabama, but he is now elected to statewide office to serve as our state auditor. He's on the line right now. Andrew Sorrell, how you doing, sir?
Phil, I'm doing really well, and always a pleasure to come on your show.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate you making some time for us. Let me ask you, there is an anti-ESG bill floating through the Senate, which is in committee yesterday. And ESG, for our listeners, I mean, y'all have all heard me talk about it before. That's the environmental social governance. It's the wokeness in our you know, insurance and banking and investment industries. Auditor Sorrell, tell me, what's the deal? Where's the bill right now? What are you seeing, and why is it important?
So the bill's in a much better position today than it was just a couple days ago. And last week, it looked like the bill might be on life support. There were some large lobbying groups down in Montgomery that had been rumored to have killed the bill or, at the very least, delayed it. I was pleased to see it come back up in committee this week, being on a committee agenda. The public hearing request had been dropped, so I knew we were probably looking at being able to pass the bill out this week. Sure enough, that's what ended up happening. I was able to attend the committee meeting at 3 o'clock yesterday. Senator Roberts had time to introduce the bill, explain what it did, and it received a party line vote and popped out of committee. Now, the similar bill, not identical, but similar, is already out of committee in the Alabama House, and that's carried by Representative Chip Brown. I have not had an opportunity to read Chip's bill, so I don't know what exactly the differences are between the two. But I can tell you that Dan Roberts' bill prohibits the state of Alabama from entering into contracts with companies who use ESG agenda to discriminate against other companies or individuals. So to give an example of how this might look, I'm making this one up, okay? But let's say that you have a woke bank that says we are not going to do business with a gun manufacturer in Alabama. Okay, well, great then. The state of Alabama is not going to do business with your bank either. That's the essence of Dan Roberts' bill. We got to start fighting fire with fire. And if they're going to try to cancel conservative people and other conservative corporations, then we're going to fight back. And that's what Dan Roberts' bill does.
Well, and Dan Roberts is a good dude from down in the Jefferson County, Shelby County area. And I'm glad he's carrying this bill. I mean, this is a reality. And you know, the rumor mill is that Regions Bank, which on their own website posts how proud they are of their DEI or their DEI initiatives and their ESG scores, they are rumored to be one of the ones in the background that could be trying to get this bill put down. But that being said, it did come out of committee. But that's still only one leg of the journey. You and I both know that. What are you hearing? Is this bill going to pass? What do you think is going to happen?
So I was able to meet with the lieutenant governor this week. He's very supportive of the legislation. That gives me a lot of hope that it's going to move forward. I happened to have lunch with Representative Shane Stringer. It was by accident. We ended up at the same restaurant on Tuesday. Shane Stringer told me, you know, he serves on Rules Committee in the House. He told me he was going to try to pick Chip Brown's bill for the special order calendar. So it looks like it's got some momentum in both chambers. And I fully expect we will see a ESG bill passed this year. Now, let me qualify that statement. The question is not so much in my mind whether or not it'll pass, but whether or not it'll get watered down to a point where it's not worth passing anymore.
Right.
And we saw this happen in the constitutional carry fight last year. The Alabama House passed a very strong version of constitutional carry, sent it up to the Senate. Quite frankly, it got watered down to the point where the gun groups were no longer even supportive of the bill and said we'd rather see it die than to pass a nothing bill. And the House was able to non-concur, went to conference committee, and the bill got fixed. All of the real objectionable things were pulled out, and we passed a clean, strong constitutional carry bill. Still not perfect, but I would say clean and strong. Are we going to have to go through some type of similar fight on this ESG bill? Yeah, it's quite possible. I mean, you never know. There's so many opportunities for a bill to be changed. I mean, let's say it hits the Senate floor. It could be amended. It can go to a House committee, get amended. It can go to House floor and be amended. Finally, it can go to a conference committee, and they can completely rewrite the bill in conference committee. So you never know what you're going to get until you're actually casting the final vote on the bill. So I think that's what we've got to be vigilant against, is making sure that the bill stays strong.
Well, it's a bill, too, that has legs. I've not heard Governor Ivey speak about the bill, but we do know that our own attorney general went up to D.C. this week and testified as to the negative impacts of ESG banking and ESG corporate mentality when it comes to affecting the various states. So you've got one of the, you know, the statewide members of Alabama's government that's actually speaking on a national level right now. And I believe he's involved in litigation on it, too, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's joined with many other attorneys general from various states, and they're fighting ESG at the national level in the Biden administration. I was very, very proud of Steve Marshall and the job that he did testifying before Congress yesterday. He was one of three. I think there was the attorney general from Utah and then maybe the treasurer from somewhere in the Midwest, Kentucky, something, Illinois, somewhere in that range. But anyway, very proud to see Steve Marshall up there fighting for our Alabama values. But good news, Kay Ivey, I believe, is very supportive of good, strong ESG legislation, because back in February, she did sign on to a letter that there were, I think, 19 governors in total, including Ron DeSantis.
You're right.
That signed on to this anti-ESG letter. Yeah. So I'm also proud of Kay Ivey for taking a stand against ESG. Of course, you've got me talking about ESG all over the radio and as many articles as I can get printed. So, and then I know Will Ainsworth is supportive of the ESG legislation. So we've got a lot of statewide support for these type bills. But let me say this, Phil. I don't think this bill is not all that we need. This bill is a good step in the right direction. But this bill doesn't address the woke investing that could potentially happen with Alabama's pension funds and
yes.
RSA money and all that type thing. And I'd like to see some legislation there that prohibits. We don't need to take conservative Alabamians' money and let it be invested in woke corporations that are more concerned about diversity, equity, and inclusion than they are concerned about profit. And, you know, we're acting as a fiduciary, and we have a fiduciary responsibility. When we're managing other people's money, a fiduciary tries to earn the best risk-adjusted return that they can on somebody's money. But if you're making ESG investments, you're knowingly picking investments that have a lower average return than other investments do. You're going to stay out of, you know, let's say big oil. You're not going to invest in ExxonMobil. You're going to stay out of gun manufacturing. So many different segments of our economy you can't support, and you're basically stuck to investing in renewable energy and things like that. So I'd like to see some legislation that prevents Alabama from investing in with woke asset managers, companies like BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, some of the big guys, also, I'm concerned about our proxy votes. You know, if you own 100 shares of Ford stock and you get a letter in the mail asking to vote on corporate resolutions or board of directors, you probably just throw that in the trash because you know your 100 shares isn't going to make a hill of beans difference. But imagine if you're voting on behalf of the state of Texas, the pension fund in the state of Texas. Imagine how many shares of a company like Ford they might own. Well, your vote suddenly becomes very, very powerful, and your voice is very powerful. So are our proxy advisory firms voting woke on behalf of our state and other conservative states? And that's another big issue that we need to address. So this bill is not a be-all, end-all. It's a good step in the right direction, but I think there's a lot more legislation left to do.
No, I completely agree. I was on Jeff Poor's show in Mobile this morning, and I said almost verbatim, it's like you and I are reading notes here, that sort of the same trend with regards to our state pension funds. And I know that Florida and Texas, I believe, have both divested of any relation to BlackRock for that very reason. And I think our RSA has been a little bit quiet on the issue. Do you know if the RSA taken it? I mean, they said they don't think they have any involved ESG stuff involved, but have they firmly said they won't?
I don't think they've said they won't, but yeah, I read the same article you did where they said they weren't aware that they had it.
Yeah.
So I guess that's good. I know that I'll give Young Boozer a shout out here. I know he has divested Alabama of $750 million of BlackRock money. There was some type of money market fund that the state of Alabama had with BlackRock for $750 million, and he did pull that from them. I'm a member of the State Financial Officers Foundation, which is a group of conservative auditors, comptrollers, treasurers, and other chief financial officers from around the country. And we're collectively working to fight back on ESG. And I know treasurers from that group alone have divested $5 billion of money from BlackRock. So it's starting to have an impact. BlackRock is starting to fly people out to meet with, like, Marlo Oaks, the state treasurer in Utah, and basically do everything but beg them not to pull the money from them. But these conservative treasurers are like, look, we're not going to leave our money with you. When you're projecting a 6% annual return instead of an 8% we can get somewhere else. Imagine if your pension for 30 years earns 2% less return.
Oh, yeah.
That's hundreds of thousands of dollars the difference of what you're going to be able to retire on.
Well, so for the longest time, Alabama's had a mandatory 8% return, which the legislature had to prop up because the return was never good from the 2008 crash forward. And so you're right. If it gets worse, because it's not only the economy, it's the investment management going all ESG, then yeah, it has a detrimental effect on the overall pension plan for the entire state of Alabama.
Well, you're absolutely right. We're at $43.9 billion right now is what RSA is managing. I'm not sure what percentage funded we are. I know it's better than it was 10 years ago, but I don't know where we're at. But the legislature constantly has to fund that to make sure that it doesn't go broke, basically. Because, yeah, if you guarantee an 8% return and you only earn 7%, that's not a sustainable model.
No.
I do know the chief financial officer from Florida. His name's Jimmy Petronas. He's a member of SFOF, and him and others are really taking the lead. Marlo Oaks is doing such a good job. State auditor out in Oklahoma is doing a fantastic job speaking out on these issues. We're also fighting things like the Biden administration new rule on the mortgage loan level pricing adjustments, where people with good credit are now having to subsidize those with poor credit, subsidizing their fees, getting a mortgage. So doing a lot of good work together, and I'm very encouraged to see it, because the left is 19 years ahead of us on this issue. So Secretary General Kofi Annan introduced this in January 2004, ESG as a concept, and got 50 large corporations to sign on. And the left has been, you know, pushing towards ESG for decades now. And conservative states are just now starting to wake up and say, wait a minute, why are we taking states like Texas and giving their pension money to companies like BlackRock or proxy advisory services like ISS or Glass Lewis, who are voting woke 99% of the time? They're voting against the best interests of the pension fund holders in our state.
And State Auditor Andrew Sorrell, I'm sorry, we got to go to a break right now, so I appreciate your time, but you are absolutely spot on it. And as this bill tracks its way through the legislative process, stay in tune with us, and we'll have you back on again sometime soon.
Thanks so much, Phil.
All right, thank you. All right, Boomer, take it to the break, brother. I ran that one all the way to the wire. So, yeah, that was our state auditor, Andrew Sorrell, very conservative member of the Alabama legislature, willing to step out there and say what needs to be said, and not afraid to call it out. And I appreciate the work he's doing. All right, y'all stay tuned. We're going to come right back. We got a whole batch of home fries we'll be taking on. Y'all stay tuned.